taking medicines during Pesach. Must they be kosher for Pesach, or does it not matter because anyways it is a medicine? So obviously in a case of a potentially life-threatening illness, the question doesn't even begin. As a general rule in all Torah law is that Pikuach Nefesh pushes off all the prohibitions except for the big three, Gilarai Shvichas Dam and Aveda Zara, and it likewise pushes off the Isser of eating chametz. Thus, in a life-threatening or potentially life-threatening situation to prevent it, it is obviously permitted to eat actual chametz, and one does not need to ask the question, is this medicine that I have to take kosher for Pesach or not? However, where the question does come up is, number one, anyone who, Baruch Hashem, does not have a life-threatening or potentially life-threatening situation, or number two, they do, but perhaps kosher for Pesach alternatives are viably available on the market, and you don't need to take the chametz one. In this case, the question is asked, may one take medicines that are not kosher for Pesach, that have not been verified or not? For example, you have a headache, you want to take an aspirin, ibuprofen, Advil, Tylenol, may you do so? So the general rule of medicines regarding kashrus is as follows. A non-kosher food which has reached a state of inedibility, such as due to spoilage or due to other reasons that have caused the food to no longer be edible, they officially lose their biblical kashrus prohibition against being eaten, but nonetheless maintain a rabbinical prohibition called achshavei, that one may not eat, even in an edible non-kosher item, as when you eat it, you are showing for you it's a food, and it regains its kashrus prohibition once again from a rabbinical perspective. Nonetheless, this rule of achshavei, where the chachamim considered the inedible food as food when you come to eat it, is only by eating for regular purposes. But for medicinal purposes, they did not extend their decree, and it remains even rabbinically permitted. This is the general rule of swallowing or eating non-kosher medicines throughout the year that are not sweet or inedible, as ruled in Ramah Yeredeya, chapter 155, halacha 3, and discussed there in length in the Nisei Kalim. What about Pesach? Do the rules change by chametz? So we find an interesting discussion in the Paiskim in the Shulchan Aruch regarding the medicine back then that was called the Tariyaka. This was a medicine that was made using chametz and other non-kosher ingredients, and is only edible for sick people. Normal people don't eat it. And the question came up, may one take this on Pesach for medicinal purposes? And while there's a great discussion regarding this issue amongst the Paiskim, the Alter Rebbe in 442 Halacha 22 rules and concludes it's forbidden to take such medicine on Pesach. And hence we see, for whatever reason, the rules change regarding Pesach. That even if the medicine is not edible, which most medicines are not, you're still not allowed to consume it for medicinal purposes. The reason the Alter Rebbe explains there is because when you place a chametz ingredient intentionally into a mixture, since that chametz ingredient before was placed in was edible, therefore, even though now it's no longer edible due to the mixture, it does not become nullified from its edible state. And therefore, it's rabbinically forbidden to eat it on Pesach, even for medicinal purposes, as its iser is not due to achshavei, but due to the fact it's not nullified. So also rules the Shagas Aryeh, Arugas Habaisim, Achiezer, and other Achrein. Not everyone agrees to this strict approach. Some Paiskim rule that we do apply the regular rule here as well. And since it's inedible for a dog and we don't apply the rule of Achshavei by medicines, therefore you may take any bitter, inedible medicine on Pesach, even if it contains chametz, so long as it's done for medicinal purposes. So was the Igros Moshe in 292-362 and is backed by other Achreinim. Other Paiskim do a compromise and rule as follows. If the chametz ingredient is the active ingredient to the medicine, then we apply achshavei on Pesach or machmir, and therefore you can't take it. But if it's an inactive ingredient, such as just a binder or a coating, then we don't apply achshavei, and you are allowed to take it on Pesach. So rules the Ksav Sefer, Dake Tshuva, Levushim Mordechai, Chazanish, Kinyan Tori, Chavadas, Shemishabas Kilchosa, and others. So in essence, we have here three approaches. One approach of the Alter Rebbe and other Paiskim, all medicines with chametz may not be taken unless it's a potentially life-threatening situation. The second approach, all medicines that contain chametz may be be taken because they're not edible for dogs, and we don't apply achshavei by medicinal purposes. And a third approach, it depends if the chametz is active ingredient, in which it may not be taken. If it's not the active ingredient, it may be taken. Now, all the above is discussing one who takes the medicine in the normal way of eating, such as chewing a chewable pill and drinking medicinal syrups that are not bad tasting and the like. However, irregular forms of eating are permitted for medicinal purposes for one who is bedridden or weak in his entire body. And based on this, the Paiskim rule that even according to the most stringent approach, which was from the Alter Rebbe, that you can't take any medicines with chametz, that's only if you take it a normal way of eating. You chew it, doesn't have a bad taste, even though it's not food. But if it has a bad taste and you swallow it, such as a capsule or a pill, then even they agree it is mutter to be done, and there is no iser involved. Even if it for certain contains chametz and you don't have a life-threatening situation. And practically, this is the final halacha. So from the letter of the law, all pills that are swallowables, do not have a tasty coating on them when you put them on your tongue, are mutter to be taken on Pesach. You don't have to look if they have chametz or not. It doesn't make a difference. So aspirin, Tylenol, ibuprofen in the capsule form are all mutter. And so on and so forth. Nonetheless, due to the chumrah of Pesach, and as the Rosh writes, Yisrael Kodeshim Heim, the Jewish people are extra holy, the widespread custom today is to be careful and verify prior to taking a medicine that it is chametz free, or to find an alternative brand. Annually, various health clinics, especially those based in Israel, provide a list of thousands of medications that are verified to be chametz free, and you can simply check on your list to see if it's listed. That is the lichatchila way of going about medications. If it's not listed and it's something you need to take, even if it's not life-threatening, then if it's a swallowable, as we mentioned, you can take it. In a din, it's not a problem, even if it has chametz. If it's a chewable or a syrup, one should speak to his doctor to try to find an alternative, as otherwise it may only be taken in a potentially life-threatening situation, as it is the normal way of eating and has a good taste. On our site contains the links for medicine lists that have been published by medical clinics in Israel. Everyone can download it as a PDF, control F, write the name of your medicine and see if it shows up on the list that it is kosher for Pesach. Regarding medicines that contain kidneys and not chametz, this is not a problem at all. There is no minhag or reason to be stringent. You may take it during Pesach. Regarding vitamins or supplementary pills, this is very different than the above discussion. Vitamins do have chances of containing chametz. Many do contain chametz, and they must come with a hashgacha. They do not contain the heter of medicine unless someone is sick and it requires the vitamin for medicinal purposes, then once again it would revert back to the discussion of medicine. In the list compiled by the health clinics for medicine, they also have a list for vitamins that a person can look up, as is provided on our site. May Hashem bless us that the eating of the matzah is a food of health and a food of faith, and therefore there will be no need, not for physical medicine, not for spiritual medicine, not on Pesach, and not throughout the year.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.